is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan from the Pentagon. To New York City.
Lawrence Christopher Abel.
Alana Abraham.
Ceremonies to mark 23 years since the attack on America. Tributes to the nearly 3,000 people killed on that day. In New York, Vice President Harris and former President Trump attended and stood just a few feet apart, exchanging a handshake the morning after their presidential debates. And today, Trump slammed the ABC moderators and says the event was rigged against him. Who won? These likely voters are split.
Definitely Kamala Harris.
I would say Kamala Harris.
Donald Trump.
Trump.
Kamala Harris.
For Harris, it was a chance to explain what she'd do if she's elected.
I intend to be a president for all Americans and focus on what we can do over the next 10 and 20 years to build back up our country by investing right now in you, the American people.
Well, Trump tried to gain points on immigration and energy policy.
If she won the election, the day after that election, they'll go back to destroying our country, and oil will be dead, fossil fuel will be dead, we'll go back to windmills, and we'll go back to solar.
Well, Trump said later Taylor Swift will pay a price in the marketplace for her post-debate endorsement of Harris. A new government report on inflation this morning puts it at its lowest point in 3 years. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The inflation rate increased by 2.5% from a year ago. Now, that's down from 2.9% that we saw in July. And this is mostly due to falling gas prices, down 10% from a year ago.
The Mortgage Bankers Association says today home loan rates have hit their lowest level since February 2023. Concern along the Gulf Coast as Hurricane Francine creeps closer to shore. It's a Category 1 storm expected to make landfall in Louisiana later today. CBS's Dave Malkoff is covering.
The governor of Louisiana is urging people to shelter in place until after the hurricane has passed.
We remind people that when this storm makes its way on shore, we would ask that you stay in your homes.
Barges are coming in from the Gulf, tug after tug, pushing them to safe mooring. 3 years after experiencing Hurricane Ida, a Category 4 storm, everyone is taking this one seriously.
Forecasters say parts of Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle are also at risk of flash flooding. Wall Street's right now, the Dow is down 660 points. NASDAQ is down 215. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 22-year-old Racine woman has been charged with buying the gun used in the shooting death of Amaya Prather and her unborn child in Kenosha. Kalia Patterson allegedly bought the gun for Lawrence Franklin Jr., who's charged with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide. He's currently the subject of a massive search. The state Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday about the legality of Racine's mobile voting van used in 2022. It had been previously declared illegal by a Racine judge. The court's decision will determine the future use of mobile voting sites in Wisconsin elections. A diver looking at a shipwreck never came back up off the shore of Pleasant Prairie yesterday. Search efforts stopped last night and resumed this morning. The man was 6 miles offshore in waters more than 100 feet deep. The Coast Guard and the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department are working together in the search effort. August home sales in the region dropped to Great Recession-era levels. That's according to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. It was a 3% year-over-year decline across the 7-county area. In Kenosha County, there was an 8% drop. In Racine County, 3%. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Brewers start their road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Game 2 in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a 6-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. Coach Matt LaFleur said they are getting Willis ready for Indianapolis on Sunday.
You got to play to your player's strengths. So it's our job to try to come up with whatever we come up with in order to put him in a position to be successful.
It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
WRJN. I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Good. Radio Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And timeless hits, WRJN and the Stones. I'm Cindy Huber. 23 years ago, we were all Americans on September 11th. All the fighting and all the crap going on right now with this nation divided. 23 years ago, we were all one. We seriously were. But actually, September 11th started years before that. World Trade Center bombing back in 1993. I think it was six people were killed. Islamic terrorists actually put a truck bomb in the parking garage of the North Tower of the New York World Trade Center. And when that went off, it killed six people and injured about 1,000 others. And of course, September 11th, they decided to go after World Trade Towers with planes. So we remember that day. And at the bottom of the hour, when we do our Wisconsin news and Stuart J. Waddles with local news, we are going to remember what was going on at this moment. And this would have been at, let's see, this was 9:37 for the East Coast, it was 8:37 for us. Flight 77, we're going to remember Flight 77 with actual news reports going on at that time, 23 years ago, at the bottom of the hour today. But the reason I brought up the World Trade Center bombing of 1993 today at 12:05, Paul Harvey, in a classic episode of the rest of the story, is going to cover that.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
$1 million. That's big, really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Summer is winding down, so make sure you hit the pause button and stop in for a sweet treat. Mouthwatering cobbler topped with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake or freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This is Timeless Hits right here at WRJN. Brewers are going to be in San Francisco tonight. Game time is 8:45, and you can listen live on WRJN 1400. 99.9 Racine, 98.1 Kenosha. This is Strawberry Alarm Clock. Love this song.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, spots, writings, clutter your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time. Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose. Incense and compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around. Look what you saw, look what you saw. You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to
me do. Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN as we remember the events of September 11th, 23 years ago today. And we aired some of the news coverage from what happened when the plane crashed in the north face of the North Tower and then the South Tower. And then that brings us to 8:37 Wisconsin time, 9:37 would have been East Coast time, flight 77.
Oh, my God. So both towers are now.
Okay. I got an aircraft 6 miles east of the White House.
Crystal City, just north of Crystal City.
Just to the north of your town.
Yeah, stop all departures.
Pentagon just got hit. Don't say that. God damn, I can't even protect my NCA.
Alrighty there. Sorry about that one that slipped through there. Had most of it edited out, so I missed one, but that's going on. The Pentagon was hit at 8:37 Wisconsin time, 9:37 our time. I was driving to work and listening to the people talk about the towers when all of a sudden they started screaming on the air and talking about the Pentagon. That's when most radio stations up in Milwaukee decided to switch to all news. And I've never been prouder of those radio stations. And I know WRJN, I was talking to Don Rosen today, I know they switched to all news here too. Super proud of WRJN and what it's done in the last 97 years here as far as local news and news going on in the world and in the U.S. And speaking of that, we're going to join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People in Wisconsin have lower concentrations of forever chemicals in their blood than people in other states. That's according to a newly published PFAS study from the University of Wisconsin. Researchers found people who eat fish on a regular basis have higher levels than most. So do older white men who make more money. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Kamala Harris won last night's debate, not just on style, but also on substance.
There are a number of issues that people really care deeply about that Harris spoke to in a really substantive way. And I think we saw Donald Trump, you know, just constantly falling back into conspiracy-laden nonsense.
Schaefer says Trump played to his base of supporters while Harris spoke more effectively to swing voters. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 22-year-old Racine woman has been charged in connection to the shooting death of a pregnant woman in Kenosha. Kalia Patterson faces felony charges for allegedly buying the gun used in the shooting death of Amaya Prather and her unborn child. The Racine woman allegedly bought the gun for Lawrence Franklin Jr., who's been charged with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide. He's the subject of a massive search. Investigators say the gun purchase happened in Paddock Lake on the morning of the shooting last Friday. Fire crews from all over Racine County were called early this morning to a fire at a production facility on Highway 20. 911 was called at around 1:30 for a fire at International Production Specialists on Washington near Honey Creek in Burlington. At first, it was a car and a shed on fire. That spread to a building on the east side of the property. It was stopped there. Mutual aid was requested with crews from Rochester, Waterford, Tishigan, and the town and city of Burlington responding. And Racine's mobile voting wagon was the subject of discussion in Madison yesterday. The state Supreme Court heard arguments about the legality of the mobile voting van used in 2022. A Racine judge previously declared the van illegal. The court's decision will determine whether mobile voting sites can be used in future state elections. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Well, if you really love me, don't you tell me
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
you miss me, when the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. Nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
Local news.
Welcome news and timeless. It's WRJM with Herman's Hermits.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I know that quantum one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. Or maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took.
And local news and timeless hits are back right here on WRJN. And as we've been featuring the events of 23 years ago today, September 11th, I just thought we need to really remember, because a lot of us have forgotten what it felt like to all be Americans and united that day. And so the next song that I'll have coming up after this commercial break is a song that was written in 1967. You had a war going on. You had protests. Even had those three astronauts from the Apollo that were killed in that training exercise. I mean, it was just really, really dark times. I remember that as a seven-year-old. It was just a really, really tumultuous time going on. And a song was written that was hopeful. Yeah, a hopeful song. It just really kind of something that we need today. But the song that was written was actually, it actually bombed. It really did. It was, you just didn't really get played in America until Good Morning Vietnam came out, that movie, and it got featured in that. And then it became a huge hit. You hear it at all the weddings all the time. And that hopeful song is next on WRJN.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Game time! Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Come visit Time and Again Music, 9602 Durand Avenue out in Sturtevant for your vinyl needs and maybe a little bit more.
I wanted it to kind of look like a store you walked into when you were 15 or 16. Because I remember going into stores going, oh, look at all these cool posters. 90% vinyl. We have a budget section that's $5 and under. And it's buy one, get one free. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Come out and visit Time and Again Music.
W-R-J-N. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. Much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Song that bombed in 1967, written specifically to bring hope. Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World, and a very appropriate tune today for September 11th, 23 years later. I'm Cindy Huber on WRJN. We've got CBS National News coming up. Stuart J. Waddles with the local news, sports, and Paul Harvey and the story of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Right now is the Shylights.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory the day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
City.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. With the rain, the park, and other things. Here's the Kyle Sills.
I saw her sitting in the rain.